Today on this Laetare, Rejoice Sunday with the rose vestments, we're looking forward. Easter's getting closer, and we have to meditate upon another one of Jesus's non-COVID-friendly miracles. He's always getting too close to people, breathing on them, touching them, and then, well, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes. What on earth? And then said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, as if that guy needed someone to tell him to go do that after getting mud and spit in his eyes. I don't know about you, if someone put mud and spit in my eyes, I would know immediately what to do next. Someone give me some water. Very interesting episode here, and it should be shocking. That's the point. Jesus doesn't do things just randomly that happen to be interesting. He has a very clear teaching point. He's healing the man, yes. But we know Jesus heals people from a distance, you know, just by the power as, you know, fully God. He chooses to get this dust and spit mixture and rub it on his eyes, not because he has to, because he wants to teach us something. He wants to draw our attention that, you know, I didn't come just to heal a few people here of their physical problems. I'm getting at the root of all evil and brokenness in the world, sin. He's come to recreate us. And the Jews of the time would have seen this going on because they would have thought, dust. Where does dust show up? Ash Wednesday. Yes. And in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, God formed the man out of the dust of the ground. So they would have thought, okay, Jesus is getting some dust here, and the spit throws us off, but it wouldn't have thrown them off. We have some writings from the time, not scripture, but some Jewish reflections on scripture found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. If you haven't heard of those, you should look them up. It's like the most fascinating discovery in the 20th century. The Dead Sea Scrolls were collections of writings, and some of them scripture, of a Jewish community that was alive and together at the time of Christ. They write this about the creation of man from dust. Who indeed is man among your glorious works, as what can he, born of a woman, be reckoned before you? Kneaded from dust, he is so much spit, mere nipped off clay. And in another place, you place knowledge in my frame of dust, in order that I might praise you. And I was formed of spittle, I was molded of clay, and my formation was in darkness. What's going on here? You think the Jewish people reflecting on Genesis, imagining God forming man out of dust, have you ever picked up dust and tried to form it into something? It just falls apart. They had this beautiful, pious tradition of imagining that God used his holy saliva mixed with the dust to form God. That's what we read here. And now, again, this is not a scientific explanation of how God made man. This is a reflection on Scripture and imagining beautifully how God would have made us. And that was in the mindset of the people. So when they see Jesus getting dust and spit and making clay, putting on this guy's eyes, they're not just thinking, okay, this is somehow how he's healing this guy. They're thinking creation. He's recreating this man. And that's what God wants to do for all of us. Through his son Jesus, to recreate us. So beautiful today that we have a baptism of baby Landon Hamilton. Because all of us need to be recreated. We all have major issues with sin. As soon as we're born in this world, as cute as we start out, we're still like children of the devil at first. I mean, it sounds really scary, but original sin is nasty stuff. We're kind of in the realm of Satan because of sin, and we have to be washed clean by the waters of baptism, which is what's going to happen to Landon today. So we all start out really in need of this recreation, but then it doesn't start there because, I don't know, does baptism make your kids perfectly well-behaved all the time? No, we all know this from our own experience as kids. We need constantly to grow in our understanding and love of God, to constantly be recreated. And you see this very clearly in today's gospel as well. We have, you know, kind of two characters, the blind man, who's so humble. He's physically blind, but really the deeper problem that God's healing there is the spiritual blindness, the lack of awareness yet that Jesus is God, and the blind man gets it right away. At the end, he worships Jesus, calls him Lord. But the other people, the Pharisees, they don't get it. they too are struggling with the same spiritual blindness. Although they can see physically just fine and they think themselves superior, they're the ones with the greater sickness. They are the ones who can't quite, you know, just get it in their heads to be humble and open to the fact that this guy is God. To get him on some, like, violation of the Sabbath. My goodness gracious. This is a problem we all must continue to wrestle with. And the challenge for you today is to consider yourself. I'm assuming everyone here is baptized. If you're not baptized, we need to talk. But those who are baptized still, we need to enter this process of constant recreation. And you got to be like the blind man who's humble. Just come to our Lord. Tell me who the Son of Man is. Show me. I want to believe. Not like the Pharisees who are like nitpicking every little detail in the face of an incredible miracle. They can't see. They're too prideful. But we do that. And I want to give you one practical way of examining yourself as you go forth today. To think, am I open to that recreation that God wants to do in me constantly throughout my life? And that is this. When someone challenges you and your view of the world, your opinion, your stance on something, are you quick to listen or quick to speak? You know, because the blind man just was soaking it all in, like, tell me, Lord, what do I need to do? The Pharisees immediately became angry and defensive. They weren't at all even open to the logic that everyone was trying to explain to them. Our Lord, of course, was preaching. Even the blind man called them out. Said, look, the guy healed me from blindness. What is wrong with you guys? Can't you see? He's not an ordinary guy. But they couldn't get it. We'll do that, though. Think of it. How do you react when someone challenges you? You quick. Be angry. And to defend whatever your point is without even thinking for a moment, I could be wrong on this. And now, it's important to point out, you know, sometimes people are rather uncharitable when they disagree with us and they challenge our view on something, but that's no excuse to react with anger and immediate defensiveness. And sometimes we're actually right, you know, every now and then. And still, it does not give us an excuse to be angry and defensive. The way we must, as Christians, if we're going to be open to constant recreation by God, is always when we're challenged by God in prayer, by the church's teaching on something, by a brother or a sister who says, I think you're wrong on this. How do we take it? Do we humbly think, ooh, maybe I am. Let me examine his reasoning, her challenge here. Or do we immediately say, nope, you're wrong. I don't care. I'm going to speak loudly and angrily until you leave. Be honest with yourself, because if that spirit of pride is just, you know, the habitual way in which you respond to challenges to your current view of things, then you're not going to be open to recreation. You'll be like the Pharisees. So ask the Lord today, you know, if that's you. And no, don't just tell me like, Father, that's just the way I am. I'm really fiery. No, it's not. That's sin. You need to stop that. You need to be humble. We all are called to be humble. And it might be more of a challenge for some of us than others. If this is a challenge for you, bring it to the Lord today. Especially as we witness this beautiful baptism. Remind yourself how good it is when God washes us clean from sin. Don't let pride keep that cleansing from continuing to happen. And confess it. If that's something you fall into a lot, bring that to confession. Like, Lord, every time my spouse or my children or my friends or whatever challenge me, I just yell at them and get angry and later realize that was wrong. Good. Bring it up to confession. Let God heal you of that so that you, like the blind man, can be recreated more and more, conformed to Christ throughout this life. And that way, one day, those of us who began in baptism, washed clean of sin, part of God's family, will remain so until the last moment of our life and be welcomed one day into heaven.